I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be talking with Jessica Kennison, the director of programs at Project Lazarus, a local nonprofit that helps and houses men and women in New Orleans living with HIV and AIDS. How's it going today, Jessica?
Doing great, David. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell me a little bit about your role in the organization and how you started working there?
I started at Project Lazarus about 6 years ago. I started out as the educator there. I had come from working in a county jail, so I mostly focused on education and grant writing. And since then, I've moved into the role of director of programs, so I supervise all the direct services with our clients.
When the AIDS crisis in the 80s started, there was a lot of stigma associated with that. And I'm interested in how that's changed over the years and what you've seen since you started working with Project Lazarus.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know that stigma has changed so much. I find that my clients still think of HIV as, you know, a plague or like a something that's going to embarrass them and their families. So that's a lot of what we work on, figuring out how to talk about that and help them talk to their families about it, and also how they can disclose their status to their friends and family and loved ones, you know, potential partners, has been a lot of the work we do. I think that stigma is still alive and well in New Orleans, and we're always trying to figure out how we can destigmatize our clients and help them realize they can live a long, healthy life, and nobody needs to know about their status but them. But on the flip side, be activists for themselves and for others, right? And help folks see that they can protect themselves through a number of ways, and there are resources to do that.
How do you and the staff, being surrounded by, you know, trauma and these very tough conversations, how do y'all kind of deal with the emotional impact?
So we have a pretty small staff, only 23 folks, and we serve about 70 people a year. And then we have about 200 volunteers who come in throughout the year. And so as a staff, we really work on supporting one another. We all practice yoga if we can. We do acupuncture together with the clients every week. We have a morning meeting on Monday and Friday where we all get together as a community. And sometimes we meditate. Sometimes we just breathe together and pretend like we're meditating, I guess. Sometimes we really just voice our concerns, especially if there's something going on in the world. Or if it's Pride Weekend coming up and everybody's worried, okay, I'm trying to stay sober and now Pride Weekend's coming up. We all talk about that together as a community. So I think the community-minded aspect of Lazarus and the family kind of center of it makes you feel held even when things are tough. And then I think the new innovations with HIV is just something we can always feel good about. And then the rest of it are societal issues. And so I try to just focus on the good stuff about the clients, you know, all their great qualities and the things we can control.
As far as programs in your time, what's been your favorite thing that you've implemented?
The Wellness University was my baby from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it opened up in ways I never would have guessed. The year we did the philosophy class, we had a philosophy student from Loyola come and do it. And I wanted the residents to experience these ideas, but I didn't know how they would, if they would go for it,
yeah.
You know? And just hearing residents talk about Sisyphus in the kitchen while they're making their sandwich or whatever was one of the greatest moments of my life. I like to think, going back to how we handle kind of the downsides or the sadnesses of working with folks who are in tough situations. You know, even if our clients become homeless again or relapse or we don't know where they are, I like to think they're going to think of Sisyphus.
Yeah.
or one of those ideas when the chips are down and maybe think, all right, I'm going to keep trying.
That was Jessica Kennison, the director of programs at New Orleans-based nonprofit Project Lazarus. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, David. It was my pleasure.
In New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.